Yes, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for Freedom Sunday, where we get the chance to come together and discuss. This is like no other ministry that I've ever seen that spends time on a Sunday allowing the people to discuss and to talk, and allows you to participate and to join into the conversation, so that not only are you being taught, but you can also be a teacher. Disciples are people that are, they are the ones that are studying from a teacher so that they can go out to be teachers. So I just thank God for all of you. I thank God for the opportunity for discussion, and I thank God that we are in his presence and for all that we have. Give glory to his name as we move forward. Apostle Banks, it's in your hands, beloved.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Again, saying to God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I am grateful today, just as Elder Mark said, that we have the opportunity to talk and to share with one another. And I love the fact, I just truly love the fact that in this ministry, at the points and times when you're able to speak, you know that we get sermonettes. We get sermonettes. God moves on the hearts of his people. He moves on your heart. And there is no place, no place where I am the only person to speak. Each one of us have been given a voice. Each one of us has been given something to say, and you just have to do things in decency and in order, in decency and in order. But I thank God that we are not in a ministry where, you know, where we're saying, because I'm the pastor, nobody else can speak, nobody else can share what's on their heart, nobody else can do what it is that I do or that the Garns do, but that we are able to do as the Holy Spirit moves on us and gives us what it is to do and to say. Elder Mark, I just told Daniel yesterday when Nikki and I went to see him, and we were talking about the ministry and so forth and so on. And I said, and you know who else got a word in them? You know who else can preach? He said, who? I said, your mama. She got a word in her. And I'm telling you, when she brings forth what it is that God is laying in her heart, what's in her spirit, she brings it forth with such authority. She brings it with such force. She brings it with the love, with the compelling us to move forward and so forth and so on. So I thank God for that. I have watched each one of you. I've watched how Elder Mark has grown, has how Elder Tabika has grown. I have just watched how each of you have grown in your own way. Different ones of you. I'm not going to sit here and name all of you because I did all of that last Sunday when we acknowledged you all. But I'm telling you, the growth that I see in you is amazing. And I truly thank God. Now, with that being said, a question was out on the floor that was sent out. Praise God. Yes, that was sent out when Pastor Tabika sent out our notice for today. And one of the questions is, how is your spiritual life? That was one of the questions that was on our list for conversation today. So I'm opening the floor now. I'm asking each of you that will be brave enough, bold enough, kind enough to do a heart-to-heart check. This, you know, this all goes on the heart-to-heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. You're absolutely right, dear heart. I could have, should have, didn't know how to do it, so I didn't. But a heart check, a heart check. You know, where do you think you are in your spiritual life? What is it you need? What is it you are praying and asking God for? You know, things of this nature. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Is there anybody that wants to take are y'all seeing my notes that I'm getting? Okay. Okay. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I couldn't even read it that well because my Apostle, what is it you want to do there? Because I can't, I'm not getting it together here. Okay.
We don't have to do it. I just was suggesting that perhaps you could do well if you do it in the chat, it's no longer anonymous because we'll see who put the message. But I was just saying that you could do something like how many people pray more than 30 minutes a day? You know, put I don't know. You say yes or no or something, I don't know, ask like a set of questions that might determine or, you know, what kind of disciplines we've attributed to our spiritual walk to get people thinking like, okay, I was just suggesting that, but we don't have to do it. I was just saying that you could, since you said you didn't know how to do the poll.
Okay. All righty. Okay. In this, and I'll do the best I can with trying to do it, praise God to, okay. In this, that the question was, how is your spiritual life? And I'm sorry, I got confused and got thrown off here. I apologize. No, that's so, honey. That's okay. That's okay. That is okay. We all live and learn. We can live and learn. Live and learn. Praise be unto God. I guess you can put this in the chat, y'all. I want y'all to talk to me. That's what I want you to do today. I want you to talk to me. So, how is your spiritual life? Do you see that? Or you feel? Do you feel that? You're praying more. Do you feel like you are reading your word more? Do you feel like you are speaking to others about the Lord more? Do you feel like you need to do more of it? We're family, y'all. We are family, and this is a good place right now for us to be real with ourselves, be real with one another. So would somebody jump out there and take a stab? And I'll be the first one, you know, because I don't ask y'all to do something that I won't do. So I'll be the first one. As far as my spiritual life, as spiritual as y'all may see me, I absolutely 100% absolutely am nowhere near where I should be. Nowhere near should I where I should be. I feel that I could pray more. I feel that I could read the word more. I feel that I could do more than what I'm doing. And so I haven't reached a place where I could kick off my shoes and say, boy, I have arrived. I have arrived in that place. I can't do that. I can't do that. I want so much more of an intimate relationship with God. And I know that God is not holding back from me. It has to be me that has not put myself 100% in the place where that relationship is so tight and so close-knitted that nothing could make me go back. These songs that we did today was perfect, was absolutely perfect. When I look at my life, look at Jesus was there with me from the very beginning. He was there when I didn't know him. He was there. And then after he saved me and the point of saving, get up out of that grave at salvation. And there are people that are still in their grave clothes like Lazarus was after he got up out of the grave. He was still wrapped up in grave clothes. And there are people that are still wrapped up in their grave clothes from the past, from old habits, things that bothered them, things that they needed to deal with with forgiveness and so forth. And so, but get up out of that grave, and I'm going to tell you, like Jesus told his friends, to loose him and let him go. Take him, unwrap those grave clothes from around him. And so, some of us need that. Some of us need that. Anybody else? Oh, and it said that you have rescued my life. Jesus, I got you, Pastor Charles. Thank you. I'm coming. Jesus has rescued our life And then finally, we make the declaration, I won't go back. I won't go back. And so this is these songs actually would tell about a path and a journey that I'm on right now, that I'm on. All right, Pastor Charles, in your hands, darling.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Being honest, this has been really, really rough for us. We had fallen into a pit of despair, and Apostle Rosalind challenged us to take communion every day and to lift our physical conditions up to God, because we have a lot of physical challenges that we're going through. Sharing with you, Deacon Charles's last surgery did not go the way that we thought it would go. And so his body is more crippled than it was in a lot of ways before the surgery. So we had fallen into a pit of despair. We were still praying, still reading our word, but felt like we were going nowhere. Like God had really forgotten us, and this is where we were supposed to be, old people, unable to walk, unable to move, basically had nothing to offer. And as we began to take this communion and to pray and ask God to show us, Lord, what is it that you would have us to do? God, what is it that you want from us at this journey in our life? And all I kept getting was to trust me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, Patricia and Rufus, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge me, and I, meaning God, will direct your path. So, like I said, we took on the challenge. Thank you, Apostle Rosalind, for sharing that with us. And thank you so much, Apostle Banks, for being there. She knows the complete story. She knows how many times we had stepped off of the limb and given up, and that she had encouraged us to keep on going. And I know I have not arrived at the place where God would have me to be. I know that. I know that there is much more in my ministry. I felt as though after pastoring for 13 years and then not having a church anymore, that basically God was finished. And Rufus' nephew, Jordan, the gentleman that came to church that Sunday, his father passed. And they asked Darnell, my son, to eulogize him, to preach his funeral. And Darnell wasn't able to because of his job. He couldn't get off in time, so he thought. Long story short, Thursday, I preached this funeral, and as I began to open my mouth and speak, I felt the Holy Ghost just swell up in me, and God began to speak and talk and say what he wanted the people to hear. And I was like, wow, God. And I thought I was finished, only to hear God say, you're not finished. So I know I have more praying to do, more fasting to do, spending more time with him. I want an encounter with God like I've never had before. And I've had some encounters with God, but I want it more than I've ever wanted. It's just that there's things in my life that I need right. I need to repent. I need to ask God to forgive me for doubting him and for not feeling as though he had given me anything more than that 13 years. It went beyond that. And a lot of times because the enemy speaks to you, you think God is finished. And I just want to encourage you, especially Danielle. There's a word in each and every last one of us. God has equipped and empowered new vision for life. He took us out to bring us back in. And when he brings us back in, he wants us to come in more powerful than we've ever been before.
Yes.
Lot of us thought the enemy had defeated us. We given up. We refused to do what God is calling us to do. Listening to you, God has a out at his appointed time. God does not want us to give up, but he wants us to keep pressing on in him. It's time to put on your boxing glove. Tell the enemy you're tired of him, you're sick of him pushing stuff in your face and telling you what God can't do. Your God is greater than any situation that you face. He's stronger than any enemy that comes against you, but you got to know it in your heart, in your heart, in your spirit, that God is pushing you forward. New vision, do not give up. Press on in God because God's got greater things for us to do. How can we tell the world who he is when we're afraid to open our mouth? Because I know the enemy has silenced a lot of us because he silenced me. He stopped me from talking. He stopped me from saying what God had said. But he wants us to come forth with the power of the spirit that is in you, that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Do you know how powerful that spirit is? That same spirit is able to do what God wants us to do. Don't give up. Don't give in. You're right there at the door. God is about to open it and show you things that you've never seen before. Be encouraged. Don't give up. Don't give in.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
you,
Amen.
Darren. Thank you. Thank you. Would somebody else have something that they would like to share? Would anybody else have something they would like to share?
I don't know if I can get through this. This is in terms of my spiritual journey. I believe that God is still working with me, through me. I'm on a journey. I'm not sure what that journey is. I called Apostle West, and she's a woman that just jumps right out there and prays no matter what. And I was sharing with her that I don't feel like I, when I pray, that my prayers are powerful, or I don't say, or I'm not able to come across in my prayers what God has for me to say. So I've been spending more time in prayer. Just this morning, my household is going through a lot right now. When it comes, you all know that I've been on a journey with these young men, these grown men in my house. On the verge of evicting one tomorrow and giving another one 2 weeks. And when I was listening to the songs this morning, I know that God is showing me what to do. Rodney came in, and you all don't know this, but he sat down and he was here for almost 25, 30 minutes. That's a first. That's a first. So
Amen.
I know that God is answering my prayers. It's just there are times when I'm not sure where I am on this journey. So I know that I still have a ways to go. I know that God didn't bring me this far to leave any of us or to leave me. And so my prayer is that God will continue to give me the strength to go through this journey and give me the wisdom to know what to do and the spirit of discernment to know what to do when it comes to the people in my household. And I'm gonna leave it at that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my love. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I would like to share, beloved.
Go right ahead, sweetheart.
Oh, Nikki. Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. I don't know how. I don't know how you are always with your Jesus. I needed to hear that word today. That was my prayer last night. I was praying that last night over my family and over myself. My spiritual walk has been I'm always a work in progress. There's always room for improvement. No, I'm definitely not where I want to be. I'm not where God wants me to be. I feel like the season I'm in, I am being stretched beyond in different areas in my life. Facing a divorce, going through my separation, not feeling wanted, feeling the rejection and the abandonment in my marriage, and then trusting God that I know God has me right where He wants me, that is not in vain, that He loves me in spite of me. And I'll get through this. I thank God that I know Him well enough where I do have the words hidden in my heart that I can call upon to encourage myself. I'm in a place, I feel like I'm in this holding pattern. I'm constantly in therapy. I go to a therapist once a week just to keep my mental health together. Because the enemy would have loved nothing more to have taken me out, you know, and I always go back to what beloved said. Like, I always say, look, you should have killed me when you had a chance because I know too much and I know God. I know too much and I
Yes.
have already come through so many things and I know I'm already victorious. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what my eyes, natural eyes see, I still win because God won. Jesus paid the ultimate price for me.
Yes,
So I
yes.
don't have to walk in defeat. I don't have to walk in shame. I don't have to hold my head down. I'm not the first woman to be divorced. I ain't gonna be the last one. I pray. I don't want that for anybody.
Right.
However, the season is up, you know, and I had to come to peace with that and be okay being in my singleness and knowing that God has so much more for me to do. And, you know, last night in my prayer, I'm like, Lord, I surrender. You can have my hands and my feet. Do what you want. I want to be a representative for you on this earth. It can't be about me. But I know He sees, He comes and He sees about me. I know that He loves me more than I deserve. More than I can never earn it. We could never earn God's love for us. He just does it. That's what makes Him so amazing and awesome and just so. Pastor Charles, Pastor Brinkley, me, Pastor Danielle,
Go ahead,
all
girl.
the pastors, because yes, you are a minister.
Yes,
I just wanted to say to continue to be encouraged. You are right where you are wanted, needed to be, Pastor Charles. You still have so much word in you that you are needed. God ain't look, if God still gave us breath, then we still got purpose to fulfill.
Amen.
It
Amen.
ain't over until He says it's over.
This is over,
So
yes.
we just gotta stand fast, feet planted, trust and know that he got us, and we are going to get through this. We are stronger together. The
Yes.
enemy wants us to keep our, no, we can't be quiet. That boldness that Nikki just spoke of, that we all got that boldness in us. The devil is a liar. The truth ain't in him. And as beloved said, nan nana boo boo, no. Before, no, like I said, no, you can't have us. New Vision is a blessed church. There are so many powerful people at New Vision. So many, I have grown so much being under beloved. I don't say much, but believe me, it is not in vain. I have watched so many of you grow, evolve. I was there for y'all ordinations. I see what God has done and is doing in y'all lives. So we just got to keep trusting and leaning on him, not in our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path because
Amen.
he know the future and the hope he has for us. So
Absolutely.
I just want to continue to say, be blessed, walk in your blessings, and trust and lean on God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, beloved. Amen, amen, amen.
Oh,
And I
sorry.
wish I was out there in that sunshine with you. You hear me?
I'm sitting on my balcony. I just wanted some sun.
Amen.
So, yes, that's why my glasses look like shade, but I just needed to feel some sun on my face. You
Absolutely.
know, that helps, you know, with your spirit and your body. Like our body needs that sun. And it feels good. So I wish you were out here with me too, beloved.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Y'all had the list of questions there. You don't have to just respond to the one that I asked, or is there anything else that oh, I know one thing I do want to ask. Do y'all want us to continue to do the Freedom Sundays? And the reason I ask that is because a lot of times we have Freedom Sunday, and the two people that may be leading it are the ones that are speaking, and maybe one other person might speak, and the rest of you don't. So the majority of you are not sharing during a Freedom Sunday. Do you want this to continue? Is there a reason why you don't share? I would like for us to address that question, please, if we would. Go
Well,
ahead, Apostle West.
go ahead, Apostle. Well, I was going to answer the former question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, what I would say is, along my journey of my walk with Christ, my personal relationship as far as, us being in that place where we feel really knit with God, we feel like, I'm on the right track. That has been up and down for me all of my life. I was sharing with everyone on the line. I think your internet had dropped, Apostle Banks, but I was sharing with everyone on the line that I've discovered that there's no arrival place. There's no place that you arrive.
Yeah, there you
We're
go.
constantly growing, we're constantly submitting, we're constantly surrendering. And you know what? I've also recognized that because God is eternal, there's always more that we can give to him, and there's
Yeah.
always more that he has for us. So there's been times, there's been seasons in my life where I got up consistently every morning at 5 a.m. and prayed for hours and studied the word for hours. There's been seasons where I struggled to even open the Bible. There's ups and downs. Currently in this season, what I have recognized over the last year or so, there was a man of God. He kind of quickened this revelation in me, but he was talking about the good fight of faith. And I have recognized that in this fight of faith, really the battle that we're fighting is to continually hold on that God's word is true. This is what he said. And so the enemy comes to plant seeds of fear, doubt, and confusion and unbelief to try to keep us, because God's word works if we work it. So he tries to, I find that he tries to plant seeds to keep us from exercising God's word so that we cannot see the full manifestation of God's promises. Because many of the promises in the word of God, they're conditional. They're conditional principles.
Yes.
When you look at the scripture, it will say, if you do this, you
Yes.
will receive that. And there's
Yep.
also a lot of scriptures say, if you don't do this, this is what will happen.
Yes.
So I have come to a place of maturity where I've recognized that it's not so much a battle of this or that, but it's more so a battle of me staying the course. It's already been said amongst our brothers and our sisters in Christ, but staying the course, daring to believe that God's word is true, and daring to say, you know what, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to throw in the towel. So currently in my walk, I have been traversing that journey. I have been, when challenges, I'm in a different place in this season in my life. I'm trying to think of a way to share it very briefly, but I had a revelation earlier in the year. I had like an out of body experience that I can't really explain with words, but I just, in that out of body experience I had, I just recognized that the challenges, I mean, we know it. I'm just going to explain it, and I pray that you all will catch it, because it seems like a very foundational truth. But I just recognize that the challenges that we face, there is a spirit that is influencing the challenges. So therefore, I recognize, it just gave me a revelation that I don't have to receive it. And if God says something is so, it's so. So maybe I can't walk through that door, but maybe I have to go another way. So I in this season, I've been walking like David. He always said, God, do I go? Do I stay? Should I fight? Should I not? What do I do?
Right.
I'm in a season where every time there's a challenge, every time there's an offense, every time, whatever it is, I just go back. I'm like, okay, God, you know, you address the basics. I have to forgive. I have to release. That's scriptural. And then I say, okay, God, well, what do I do now? God, help me. God, I need this or I need that. So I'm in that season now. And in that season, rather than, I'm also with that, I've also come to a place where I've taken on the mindset of giving myself no excuse. Not only just no excuse to do the things of God, but no excuse to follow what his word says is true.
Right.
If he says that we're to pray without ceasing, then there's no excuse, daughter. There's no excuse, Rosalind. You need to pray. So I've been challenging myself to, you know, I think most of you guys have heard my salvation story. But, you know, I confessed Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. I was very young. I was like maybe somewhere between 5 and 7 years old. And I didn't really start developing an intimate relationship with God or even understand what that was until I was 16. But I'm just saying that to say that I've arrived to a place of maturity where I recognize God's tools and when they're appropriate for what situation. So I realize that I don't need to have an excuse. I need to discern what tool I need to exercise at the right time. Right now in this season, the enemy, I'm right with Danielle. I'm right with Minister Danielle. As I was moving forward, and as I said in my heart, God, I want to have a fruitful life. I want to have a productive life. The enemy started with his counterattack. So then I said, okay, God, what tools do I need to exercise? So I've been having to pray and fast, because what God has revealed to me, just as the woman of God said, that there are some familiar strongholds and diabolical altars that are calling out for you.
Yes,
but
yes.
You have to prevail against them to break them.
Yeah.
You have to prevail against them to break an ungodly covenant, whether you made it willingly or unwillingly, knowingly or unknowingly, it was made. So God began to show me, like, this is why every time you try to get here, you get pushed back. So what you going to do? So I've been having to fast. I've been having to pray. I have jumped into a journey of Apostle Cindy Trim's atomic prayer. It takes an hour to pray it. I've been praying it every day, and things have been falling off. God has been revealing to me. I was telling my husband the other day, I had a dream of my birth father. I don't know if you guys know that I was adopted. Of my birth father and the altar, ungodly altar at which he was standing. And I was trying to protect my children. God was saying, this is what you need to address here. Because the enemy is trying to put this down your bloodline, but not so. That's why I'm giving you information. So I've been contending. I've been contending with the adversary. I only recently, over the last few weeks, have got back stable with my prayer life because he knocked me down. And I had to say, okay, well, what do I do now, God? Okay, my flesh is in the way. Okay, then I got to fast. I like eating, but obviously I have to fast. So I can get back with my spirit man on the seat and not my flesh.
Amen.
Once I did that, I started getting back on task with my prayer. But I noticed that the enemy keeps attacking me in the word. I'll read some of the word, but I mean, there's a place where you have to dive into the word to get the revelation and let it really change your life. So that's the new place that I've been contending for. I had a breakthrough this morning, but I've been contending for that place now. I've been contending to, there was a time where I used to worship God for hours. I'm contending to get back to that place because I sense that that's a place where God wants me to be.
Amen.
So I'm just here to say that I'm just here to encourage everyone, but to say that I find that it's an up and a down. You certainly never arrive. The Bible talks about that when you come to a place of pride, that's when you know your fall is near. Like you,
yep.
Humility, he will raise you up. So
yeah.
I have settled in my heart that I'm not arriving anywhere. I'm just growing and going with God and recognizing that with each new day, just like the daily bread scripture, it talks about give us this day our daily bread. With each new day, okay, God, what bread do I need today? For today, sufficient unto the maw is the evil thereof, but what do I need for today, God? And as someone said it earlier, but if we have life in our bodies, then there's an assignment for me to do. What do I need for today? Because tomorrow is truly not promised. I know we're all anointed on the line, but it's not promised. I can't take that for granted. So that's what I wanted to share with everyone.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. Now, I saw Danielle's hand up, but if I'm not mistaken, Malkia, I'm not sure that she was trying to say something before Apostle West.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Danielle, after Malkia is through, you may go.
Amen. Thank you. I'll first answer the second question you had and then just go briefly into the first question. I think the Freedom Sundays. I was going to say Freedom Fridays, thinking about Bika. Freedom Sundays are good. I think it's worthwhile to have them, open dialect, open conversation around lessons, you know, learnings, findings are always important. Also stitching in the word. I think each Sunday that we have that, we have the word, and then we talk about the things that we have as topics. So I think we should continue to do that. And I think that people should participate. I am, and hear me when I say this, I am not the most bright person in the room when it comes to the word. So I learn from others. It is digested in my spirit and leverage that to learn. In addition to going into the first question, needing to read the word more and learn the word more and also pray more. The things that I think, so those are the two items, reading the word and learning the word. Those are the two items that are on my list to do better. The things that I think are going well with my spiritual journey and I feel like have always went well is my level of faith. Like I do not, if I have a little bit, a pea to enter my spirit, I will nick it. I will, you know, cut it at the root. I try not to let anything seep into my spirit that will negatively affect the word that God has spoken over me. I look at the vision that God has showed me, even when things just look a mess in my life. And And those that know me know that I've gone through some mess. You all may not know, everybody does not, but I've gone through some mess. And I focused in on that victory that God showed me. And now, as part of my marriage, I'm living in that victory that God showed me so long ago. And
Amen.
I'm grateful for God for that. I would say the other things that go well is, and many of you know that I do work in the marketplace, and I do I leverage I leverage conversation with people that I interact with so that they can see the God in me. And it opens up windows for me to connect with them on a spiritual level. I've had one of my employees who was a male going through something, and I felt in my spirit that he was going through something. And so I reached out to him, and when he opened, he just cried and he just released so much. And I thank God for that, because so many people are so afraid to allow God to be reflected in the marketplace. But this is where God wants to prevail. This is where God wants us to connect with people. So I thank him for where he has placed me so that I can be a reflection of God, so that people will learn and grow in God. So I would say that that is an area that I believe is going well. Again, when I read the word more, it will allow me to be more effective in how I'm able to lead and guide God's people. In regards to that guy, and I'm just going to wrap up, he now has a better relationship with his family because they were going through some very, very heavy challenges with their child. And that child now is at a better place. The thing she was going through, she's still working through them, but her mental capacity is so much better. The way in which he interacts with her is so much better. And I just thank God. I just thank God for that moment where he gave me a glimpse of what that individual was going through, and that individual opening up. And that individual now is going to church. So I just thank God, for allowing me to be a vessel. And the last thing I want to say is faith is so important. Not let the things of the world and what you see visually preclude you from where God wants your journey to be. Because when you do that, you allow that negativity to sit in your spirit, and the things that God has for you, you're going to go through like this constantly because you're taking your eye off of where God wants you to be. So that's the only other thing that I wanted to say. And God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Amen. Thanks for sharing that. Thank you so much. Danielle?
I won't be long since I spoke this morning. I do think that we should continue Freedom Sundays, almost said Freedom Fridays as well. Apparently, Pastor Tabiki, you need to get that back up and running, okay? Yes, ma'am. Okay. we need to continue to do it. I think it'll be a lot better once we're in person because you feed off of energy and this, that, and the other. I agree, the topics and a scripture, and then lead on, let people, talk on that. I think it's informative. I think people get to know people better, and you hear more testimonies and more, oh, wow, well, she made it or he made it through that, then I can do this, So I think the Freedom Sundays are good, and you should continue to do it. It says, why do people not participate? I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to talk. Maybe they're ashamed of their lives, or ashamed of the answers, or being also afraid of not having the right answer because some may be new, in Christ and don't know if their answers are right, or think that they may be looked at weird. Don't just open your mouth. What's the old saying? The only dumb question is an unasked question, or the only crazy answer is an unanswered, whatever you don't answer. Not all of us have it all. Not all of us have arrived. And you, those who are not rooted and grounded in the word, may say something that may have one of us who are, well, one of those who are truly, truly, truly rooted and grounded in the word, be like, oh, okay, never looked at it like that. To research things and do things differently. So I say, even if you don't know, if you're not sure, just ask, just talk. You'll be surprised. It could lead into another discussion or what have you. So, I think that people are just afraid and embarrassed that they may not know if their answer is right. Spiritual walk, I feel like everyone else, it could be better. The reading, the praying more, sharing more and what have you. And just trusting in God more. That 40-day fast that we did has, again, I'm still somewhat on the high of it and doing things differently and receiving things differently. And I think it was Apostle West who said, I think it was her who said, you know, when things happen, I don't know who said it, but basically, like, when things happen, stop looking for the why. It's just like, okay, what do we get from this? What do we learn? What do I have to do now? And I've always been like that, but now I'm even more like that. And now I am more into the, and it's from Katie Zuzu, Apostle, that you know, sent me, as far as this, the demon chaser and the getting
the anointing killer.
Pardon me?
The anointing killer.
Yes, getting those demons, you know, because we, again, like I said earlier, we don't know why we're wrestling through things. And we look at things like, why? Like, things that happen that we don't even, you know, partake in, you know, or do. And then it's like, we see, like I say, our children or our brother and sister going through, and it's like, what in the world? Do we not have the same bloodline? Like, what is going on? But it goes all the way back. And when I said that stretch forth, when I was, you know, that stretch forth is God going to the very moment that it happened. That's the thing, him going to the very moment that it happened to cut it off. And even down to Daniel and these things being postponed and all the things that he's dealing with, I've come to the point where I'm saying, okay, God, what's in me that's not right, that may be holding up his release? Am I the one that's holding up his release? What do I need to do so that I can be ready for when he comes home? Because all hell is going to be upset when that boy touches down. So where's my, do I need to be stronger in this, that, and the other, and make sure that I know what demons are this, that, and the other. And I've been more in depth with things and really just demon and demonic things, just researching these things and to kill whatever it is, destroy whatever it is, so that we meaning he and I, could be ready when he comes home. Okay, God, what is it? And I literally got to the point where I'm like, I'm not talking about Dr. Johnson. I'm not, God, what is it in me? What do I need to do? Where do I need to be so he comes home? And stop blaming. Not that I blame, but you all understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Where do I need to be receptive? Because of a mother, yes, I want him home with me, but where am I spiritually? Am I ready to deal with this spiritually when he comes home? Emotionally and physically, that's why I want him. But am I ready for this? So just being more rooted, being more grounded, being more sensitive, being more specific, being, you know, like David and getting the smooth rocks and killing Goliath, cutting his head off, because he was the leader, he was the giant, and once he died, all his imps and things, there was no fight. People didn't have to fight because he was killed. So now I'm being like David, I'm getting my smooth stones, I'm looking for the head so I can cut it off and so that I can move forward. So that's, you know, my walk is a different kind of walk. No, I don't know the Bible inside and out. No, I don't know this, that, and other, but what I do know, I use, and I give God his word back the best way I know how. I pray in tongues because I don't know what to pray at times. There are times I did not want to pray because I'm tired. I'm tired mentally. Wow, that's emotionally and mentally. But I'm tired mentally. I'm tired emotionally. I'm tired physically. I'm tired because I feel like I've been fighting for my entire life. But once I realized it's not me that's supposed to be fighting and put it in God's hands, then the release came and I can have the energy to do what God wants me to do and go where he wants me to go and say what he wants me to say. Y'all know me, not to ever be ashamed of my past or my children's past or what they're going through and being out in the public, because God is going to reward out in the public. God is going to make it so that, you know, men are drawn to him because of what we all have walked through and what have you. But just knowing, but just being able to just lay it at God's feet, leave it at God's feet. Yes, the word says to pray without ceasing, but I personally, and I may be wrong, Apostle, anyone could correct me, I don't constantly pray about it. I pray about it, I leave it there. Now, if something comes up that reminds me about it, I may speak about it again, but I'm not like, who was it? Was it Noah or somebody that kept praying for what he didn't want to happen with his children? And then that what he feared happened because of this. But pray and leave it there. Don't pick it up. And that's the thing that I'm on now. Don't pick it up. If I see something, okay, pray about it. But just leave it and walk and learn to fully, wholeheartedly trust and depend on God, just to trust in him. Just like who, I guess, I don't know who said it. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but today, give us this day our daily bread. I'm dealing with today. The song where it says he deals with the sparrows and he feeds the sparrows for today. They don't take concern for tomorrow because we're not promised tomorrow. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Deal mm-hmm. with today. God, what do I need to do today? Who do I need to speak to today? What do you need to reveal to me today? And then when you wake up, then it's a new day and it's new challenges and it's new this and it's new that, and you deal with that. So that is where I am now. And a lot of it has come from that 40-day fast. And I'm telling y'all, y'all need to get that book, This Day We Fight. I keep saying it. Get the book, This Day We Fight. It shows you how to fight. It shows you how to pray. Get the book. Fight. It. Everything that we're sitting here talking about is in that book. And even if you got to go back, we all, when I don't know who sent it out. I guess it was Minister Michelle or whoever sent out the whole big thing or with the printout. You could do your own 40-day fast and go right. through all of that all over again. I right. plan on doing that because that's just where I am, you know, right now. It's just like, it's just different. And I don't know if it's because God is getting us ready, because like I said earlier, it's already done, but he's getting us ready for the harvest so that we can be without spot or wrinkle, so that we can be ready when the doors open to the church, so that we can be ready for when Daniel comes home, because a lot of us got a big part to play in that because of who he's going to touch when Tavon comes home, because of who he's going to touch. Like, is he preparing us for this? We have to be ready. So I'm in the, even though we sang that song, I'm getting ready for overflow. I'm getting ready for the overflow, but I'm ready for the overflow. We have to be in the place that we are ready no matter what. Come hell or high water, we have got to be ready for where God puts us and for where he is taking us. Because again, it's already happened. We're just walking through it to get to the other side. It's already happened. So do not give up Sundays. Keep it going. And, you know, just like everybody else, our walks, ebbs and flows. That's what we're all in, ebbs and flows, highs and lows, ebbs and flows, ebbs and flows. Yeah. But you know what? Keep pressing on and watch what God shows you.
Amen. 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 Malkia, go ahead, beloved.
Really quick. I just got a call from the gentleman that I was just talking about.
Wow.
He called me to let me know that he was in the hospital and was having a heart issue. They caught it well enough and they've been able to put a stent in it. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, he's in the hospital. So I'm God's timing. I was looking at my phone like, I was just talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
So keep him in prayer, knowing that God's mercies are new every morning. Mm-hmm. And he will be all right. I wanted to share that because it just Amen. Gives you an example of how God works.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And Amen. And I don't know if anyone else has been doing this, but as each one of you spoke, I wrote down your name and a little something that reminds me what it is that I will be able to pray for, you know, when it concerns you. So, and that's one of the good things about this Freedom Sunday. We don't get a chance to talk to each person every single day or whatever the case may be. But in sharing the way we're sharing now, we're getting the opportunity. Okay, Aaron Moore, thank you. We're getting the opportunity to hear things that we can go and pray for. And when the word says for us to continuously pray, we're in the place as we hear these things, you're getting more things to pray for. If you didn't know what to pray for, just listen to what's being said and you'll have something else on your plate to pray for. Amen. Apostle, you may go. And is there anyone else? Because I'm going to, okay, Apostle and Tabika, anyone else? Because I'm going to be making a shift in a moment. Okay, Apostle, go ahead, dear.
I was going to say, I would suggest, my question is, about the community. I'm wondering whether, I think sometimes like an open conversation, an open dialogue might, a certain personalities might be more geared towards that than others. So I'm wondering if perhaps it would have to be strategized, it would have to be thought about, but I'm wondering if there's some other ways to present the information that would get other different people to participate. You know, maybe if there was, what was coming to mind was if there was, Holy Spirit, please bring the word to my memory. Thank you. If there was if it was structured in a certain way, then maybe there's certain very simple questions that anybody can answer, or or a way that it's like a we're answering like simple, simplistic questions that begin to paint a picture or give us an image or something that then anybody could relate to, and then perhaps want to what's the word? Want to participate with more. I'm just curious, but I'm wondering when you ask the question, why aren't people participating? I'm just curious if perhaps it seems to me that certain type of people don't mind like talking and sharing, and then certain people are more reserved, but perhaps there could be some type of activities or a way that it could be structured that the people that may be a little more reserved wouldn't mind jumping in or doing that, you know, maybe if everybody did it, you know, or something of that nature. I'm just throwing it out
Amen.
there that maybe there's another strategy.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Yes. Yes. Amen. Tabika, go ahead, beloved.
Good morning, everyone. Hopefully y'all can hear me because the connection isn't good. Okay, good. So let me really quickly say this. Thank you everyone for sharing. It was really good to hear from each and every one of you all and how deeply you shared and your transparency. I just want to say for me that I feel hindered, and I'm distracted, like really bad distracted. But I know that it's almost like even with my memory, like I forget things a lot, and sometimes it worries me of how much I'm starting to forget a lot, but it comes from probably multitasking. I don't know if multitasking causes you to forget things or not. I don't know. But my prayer is that God will restore my memory and help me to thank you, sister, to help me get back to that place that I once was in his presence. The other thing I wanted to say is God gives me like different ideas. One of the and every time he gives me an idea, I'm like, oh, okay, God. And then I just talk myself out of it because of fear or whatever. Don't want to talk in front of people, whatever it is. But this last time, he gave me a conference idea called Release. And when Minister Danielle, you were just saying something and you said the word released. And I said, okay, God, there's your call. There's my confirmation to say this. So, however we get this to come together, I'm going to obey and step out on the different things that he gives me to do as far as like conferences and stuff. The podcast, okay, Minister Danielle, I'll have to work that in somehow. But yeah, so Apostle, I'll talk to you more about the vision that he gave me concerning that word release. And you know, maybe that'll be something that is good to go into 2025 with. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Can y'all hear me clearly?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
Yes.
okay, because somehow or another I've lost volume, and I can barely hear y'all. I can still hear you, but I can barely hear you. But okay. All righty. Well, praise God, praise God. We thank you again for each one of you sharing. Thank you so very much. And it is important to where we're going. I definitely agree with Apostle West that there are different personalities, different ways that people would share. There are people that would not share, that would not share in this format and so forth. So there will be things, you know, to work out. There will be things that w will be to work out. All righty. So again, thank you so very, very much. Thank you so very much. All right. We have a communion that we have to do today.